And we have a very rare airplane here today. It's the only surviving World War II airplane. It was in Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. This airplane belongs to this gentleman here, and this is Chuck Greenhill. And to give you a little information about him, he's been a pilot for 35 years, and he's an instructor pilot, and he specializes in seaplanes. He's been an EAE member since 1978, AMA since 1955, Army vet from 54 to 56. He's got an ATP, multi-engine, numerous ratings. He's flown all Grumman seaplanes and owned most of them, the Duck, the Widgeon, the Goose, Mallard, and the Albatross. He's a collector, and I put this in here, many World War II aircraft. And he regularly flies his Mustang, Louis IV, and Geraldine, and raced at Reno. And he came in fourth, I believe, the bronze in 2010. He has two gentlemen here, or three, actually. He's got Tony Barnum. He's the pilot here, had flew these airplanes, and he's going to interview him. And Derek Johnson and Bill Floden, who restored the airplane. Now, this right here in front of you is what it kind of looked like when they started on it. And all of this, it really wasn't much left. But anyway, with that, I'm going to turn it over to you. And before I do it, I need to mention something, folks. On the military channel, many of you probably saw this. Some of these missions that changed the war. We have the complete set of these. It's Doolittle. It's Germany's Last Ace. And we also have the Flying Tigers. That's available over there in the EAA Warbirds if you want to go and look at it, maybe purchase it. They're very, very well done. Okay, with that, I'm going to give it to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. On December 7th, 1941, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And at that day, this airplane was sitting at Ford Island. We lost 2,500 American servicemen, and at that rate, and that of course was the day President Roosevelt called the day of infamy. But anyway, this particular airplane was amongst 19 ducks that were sitting at the airfield at Ford Island in Pearl Harbor. And we have some pictures and stuff to really document that. Of course, a lot of the airplane is new, but we still have enough of it to say that this is the airplane. Anyway, we're going to talk about it in kind of phases. First, Bill Floden here is going to talk about how he recovered the airplane from a inland lake. It had gotten into civilian hands, and he himself was the guy who dove on it and pulled it out of the water. And anyway, he'll also give you a history of the airplane, where it was during the war years, and then we'll go on to Derek Johnson, who will tell you about how he restored it. He worked for the company, the Wichita Air Service, that did the restoration on the airplane. He'll give you some of the detail of that. Before we get started, though, I want to introduce Tony Barnum. Tony Barnum is a veteran from World War II, and he actually flew ducks in World War II, and we're really privileged to have a guy who is actually out there doing it. And of course, my hat's off to these fellas who really did all this stuff back then. But let me give you Tony Barnum, and then at the end I'll talk about how the airplane flies and give you the detail of how I enjoy the airplane. But here's Tony Barnum.
Thank you for the introduction. I was a Navy test pilot in Special Weapons Tactical Test and Evaluation my entire tour in the Navy. And I was stationed at the most beautiful Naval Air Station and the most secret Naval Air Station in the world, Traverse City, Michigan. And I lived out on Silver Lake. And I had a wonderful fly fishing experience living in Traverse City. The Grumman Duck was always close to my heart when I was a Navy pilot. Why we had one, I don't really know, but I think I towed gliders with it a few times. And its principal use in the Navy was a high-altitude observation aircraft. It has a hole in the middle of the fuselage for a Fairchild high-altitude camera. And this engine, you go up to about 15,000 feet, then you throttle back and shift it into high blower and could go on up to 20, 22,000 feet, which was very high in my day. And to make high-altitude photographs. I think we photographed the entire part of northern Michigan for the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, with the duck. I owned a duck that I bought and restored, and it was the Grand Champion Warbird here probably 20 or 25 years ago. I've also had a Staggering Beach was a champion here that I restored. I have done nothing my whole life but fly airplanes. I have around 45,000 hours in an airplane. And I soloed when I was 14 years old, believe it or not. And I remember months, just a few months after I soloed, I went out to corn husking contests and was taking people for airplane rides. I don't think I had 50 to 75 hours at the time. When I enlisted in the Navy, I had about 400 hours and went to Iowa pre-flight, where I was the national cross-country champion for the Navy in 1952. And I've always been an athlete. I went to college on an athletic scholarship. And the biggest mistake I ever made in my life is letting my body get fat. Oh, dumbest thing I ever did. But the Duck is a very docile airplane, very nice flying airplane, not very fast. But you can do just about any kind of aerobatics with it you want to. It's tough. It's a very tough airplane and can be used in fairly high wave situations for rescue work, which was what it was used for quite a bit in the Pacific. It also was, in addition to being a carrier landing and takeoff airplane, it was used on battleships and shot off of the battleship on a catapult and retrieved by the battleship making a big fast turn and making a slick alongside of itself and landing the duck in the slick and then coming up to the back of the cruiser and taxiing up against a big mesh net where they picked it up with a crane, put it back on the catapult. The airplane has a very varied life. It was built in the model was built beginning in 1932, discontinued in 1945. There were about 330 of them built. And the year that my duck was a Grand World War champion, a man walked up to me and said, "You know, I test flew that duck." I said, "Well, you know, tell me your history." And he was the guy who, was it Columbia Aircraft that built them? Yeah, Columbia Aircraft built most of them, although they are called a Grumman duck. And he said on every test flight, he had a big pocket full of pencils. And he'd land in the water and go down in the hull and stick pencils in the holes they forgot to rivet. And then take off and go back to the factory and they'd put the rivets in. The airplane is a very, very interesting airplane. It's unique among airplanes, and there are only, what, five or six left?
Yeah, there's about three of them flying now, Tony.
Three?
About three flying.
Three of them in flying condition. The one I own is in the museum at Tillamook, Oregon.
Tony, let me turn this over to Bill now.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, walk up to me later, and I'll try to answer them.
We will have a question and answer session after this, folks.